Let's dive straight into it. I'm going to share with you a few reasons why you are not yet in your highest potential and what to focus on to get there. Number one, you don't choose to be the best in what you do. To reach your highest potential, you have to want to go for being the best that you can, for being a leader every day. You have to see yourself and feel yourself like a leader. You have to act like a leader, to move like a leader, to think like a leader. When you choose that, when you choose every second of the day to embody that leadership, that self-leadership also, to embody the best version that you can be, you open new paths for yourself. You suddenly start to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You access new energy because it activates you. It ignites that inner fire. It ignites the drive to go for what you really want. It brings you into a state of intensity that is necessary for reaching impossible heights. Being the best at what you do is not about being better than others. It's about you knowing that you have something massive to offer, that you have something amazing to offer, you have something amazing to give the world, and you know it, you embody that, you feel it in your core. The moment you choose to see yourself as being the best and start to embody that, is the moment you will start to tap into new levels of potential that, as I believe, you always knew were possible for you, but you didn't quite know how to access them. The moment you commit to being the best in your field, the moment you commit to belonging to those leaders who are the best at what they do, the moment you see yourself and choose to see yourself as that, is the moment everything changes. Number two, your self-trust is not internalized yet, which means that things that happen around you, what people say, their opinions, how you act, how you perform, how you succeed or fail, still is allowed to determine and define the level of your self-trust. That needs to be detached. You need to learn to bring self-trust from within and not make it dependent on what happens outside of you. You have to learn to train yourself to see what you are capable of and stand for that. You have to learn and train yourself to become unshakable in your power. That means trusting yourself and feeling that in your gut, in your belly, even when you are doubted, even when you fail, even when things don't go the way you expected them to go. Train yourself to not doubt yourself anymore and to invest in your self-trust. There is no other way. There is no other option. And the moment we understand this, the moment you understand that there is no other option than trusting yourself when you want to get to new levels of potential, is the moment you will activate your inner power. It's the moment you will take back your personal power from the outside, from the people around you, from the situations around you, and you will internalize it. That liberates you from everything around you, and that opens you to allow yourself to access bubbles of potential, bubbles of potentiality that you were not able to access before. You have to know in your body with every cell what you are capable of and train yourself to stand unshakable in that. When you do that, you realize the level of power that you truly have and what amazing things you are capable of doing. Number three, you are not aware enough of what you choose to believe. What we choose to invest our faith in, what we choose to believe in, is what will create our reality. What we believe in will inspire how we will act, and how we act creates our reality. This is a simple law of the universe that most people choose to ignore. If you choose to believe you cannot do it or you are too weak for it, then that is what will happen. That is the blueprint that you lay out for yourself for your reality to follow. If you change the direction you invest your faith in, from not being able to do it to being able to do it, you change your whole reality. It's as simple as that. That means that there is nothing more important out there. There is nothing more important to focus on than where you choose to put your faith in. Every time you choose to believe something else than that you are capable, that you can, that you will, you lose energy, you lose power, and you lose your access to your highest potential. Reality is not set. It's not immovable. It is fluid and it can be changed. And the way we choose to invest our faith is the way we will shift and play with reality. The moment we realize that we have this power, the moment we detach ourselves from the collective consciousness that tells us what is possible and what is not possible, is the moment we realize that we are capable of creating whatever we want. But we need to train ourselves. You need to decide for yourself and train yourself to hold the faith in what it is that you want to create for yourself. Even when everyone else around you tells you it's not possible, even when everyone else around you even brings proof for why it's not possible, your faith is stronger than proof. Your faith, your choice to invest your faith into something is stronger than whatever proof there is out there. The moment you realize that you have this power is the moment you become free. The moment you realize that you have this power is the moment everything will get to the next level in your life. It's the moment you will remember that you can reach results, that you can reach goals for yourself in your life that most people don't believe are possible. The sooner we awaken to this truth, the sooner we can become who we were meant to be. And remember, you can believe whatever you want, but only that is possible for you, what you believe.